Welcome to A Word Fitly Spoken, a podcast about Jesus, His Word, and our joy in following Him. I'm Amy Spreeman.
And I'm Michelle Leslie. Amy, it is so great to have you back. We're easing into...
Yay.
Yeah, we're going to be, because of your health and everything, we're just going to kind of ease back into things tonight. So we don't have any heavy or controversial topics or anything. We just want to let you know how Amy's doing and a little bit about what we're both up to, and just kind of, it's kind of a catch-up episode, I guess you could say. So, Amy, you get to start. How are you feeling these days? How is your recovery from open heart surgery going? How, you know, what are you doing these days?
I am healing. That's about all I've got going. I'm not working. I haven't been doing podcasts, as y'all know. And as they say, better than I deserve. So it'll be 3 weeks tomorrow as we record this. So when we release this podcast, it'll be exactly 3 weeks since I had the open heart surgery. And I'm learning in this moment that we're starting this podcast that it takes a lot of strength in your lungs and diaphragm to be able to actually broadcast. So if I sound a little weak or breathy or anything like that, it's just that I haven't built those muscles up yet. But working on that. I started cardiac rehab today. So we're working on everything, rib cage and muscles and all the things that need to happen to get me back to 100%. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
That sounds like a lot of hard work. Is it, you know, is it painful or anything?
It isn't. It's tiring for sure. And I sleep a lot. I take a lot of naps. So, but I'm off of the hard, you know, the good stuff, I guess they say, the heavy drugs, but I'm just doing Tylenol. So I'm thankful for that. I'm taking a lot of walks. And my big milestone was I got up to 5,000 steps this week. So
yay,
I'm very excited.
That's great.
Yeah. Which was far more than I was able to do a few weeks ago when I was at my worst. And that's the thing. For our listeners who don't know, 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with something called HOCM. And it's an acronym that stands for Hypertrophic Obstructive Cardiomyopathy, which is a mouthful. But it ends up, and when I first heard of this, I started to cry in the office when I was diagnosed because I thought, what have I done? Did I eat too many pizzas? Did I, you know, too much chocolate? Did I do this? Am I too lazy? You know, and they assured me, no, this is actually something that runs in families. And so if you have it, it's likely that somebody else in your family has this. And so in the course of this journey, I found out, had my brother tested. He's my only sibling. He has it. My aunt on my mom's side has it. And we're pretty sure that her father, who's my grandfather, had it. He passed away at age 56 from heart attacks. He's had several. And I was only 5 years old, so I didn't know him, but we're pretty sure that it probably was something that he had. And so by God's grace, we discovered it. And it was because I was having some, you know, breathing and lung and exhaustion problems that we even did testing for it. So I'm very thankful. We have to test my kids and my son's children too, to make sure that they have it. So far, they're clear, but it seems to present in your 40s and 50s. And so, they have to be tested every 5 years. And we are doing genetic testing, which is Mayo Clinic has made that free for us if we go ahead and use their clinic and give them something to do with research.
That's great.
So that's
sounds
really
like
cool.
A win-win for everybody.
Yeah. It does. So I have two grown children and my brother has three and his youngest is 15 and they all want to know, you know, do I have to keep getting tested every 5 years? But, but when you know, then you can take precautions too. So that's right. That's a really nice thing. But so a lot of you know that last spring or this spring as COVID was getting underway, I started having some symptoms and got checked out. And in June, we found that things had progressed a little bit. And the obstruction that I have, even though my arteries are 100% clear, it's not a cardiovascular thing. It's actually a blockage. The blockage is an obstruction. Some people have, you know, a golf ball size. Mine was a little smaller than that. And it had grown. And it was actually putting pressure on my heart valves in the blood. And that pressure, it's called a pressure gradient. And so when they do this, it's like a sonogram that you do when you're pregnant. It's called an echocardiogram, where they put a sonogram in your heart. And they found that, you know, anything over 30 milligrams or whatever that is, that's something that's treatable with medication. If it's under that, you know, most you probably have a zero pressure gradient, Michelle, mm-hmm. but most of us who have this have somewhere, you know, like under 30. If it gets over 30, then it's time to do something. And mine was 69.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yeah. So we made an appointment to have me checked out at Mayo, and that's where I wanted to have my my surgery in Rochester, Minnesota. And so a few months went by, and Michelle and I have been, you know, planning for when I'd be gone and that kind of thing. And so the surgery wasn't a surprise. And at the end of August, I started the couple of days of pre-operation, you know, the things that you have to do to get tested. And gosh, they tested everything that could possibly be tested, including another echocardiogram. And I will say that in the week leading up to my surgery, I could hardly walk. I knew I was getting worse even from June. And so they gave me another echocardiogram. And remember, I said I was at 69, and that was pretty serious. It was 125.
Mm.
And yeah, and they I had a very concerned cardiologist come in to the, you know, procedure room there and say, if you weren't already on the schedule, we were not going to let you leave the hospital. You were going to be rushed yeah. upstairs, and we were going to take care of that. So, so you know, the Lord knew, and I was in the right place, right where I needed to be. Mm-hmm. And so the surgery came, and I was very calm and, you know, leading up to it, and remembering my Bible verses that I had stuffed into my heart and my noggin. So I just that was very comforting, and a lot of people prayed for me, and I'm so thankful for that. But yeah, that's so the surgery went well. They were able to remove the entire obstruction plus a little bit of the thickening that is part and parcel of what I have. And I'll still always have this syndrome, and I'll probably always have a little bit of thickening, but nothing like what it was. So
you'll always be hard-hearted. Is that what you're telling us?
Yes, I'll always be hard-hearted.
But bless your heart, you had the surgery, and now your heart will go on.
My heart will go on. Yes,
we've been all about the heart puns.
Little jokes about the heart that, you know.
Right. Well, now also you had another part of your story that you were going to tell us tonight. You had a very special nurse while you were in the hospital, right?
Oh, yes. That was the very sweetest, best part. You guys, those of you who listened to our podcast, month and a half ago on God's Providence, I told the story about how I had gotten a letter after we'd done several podcasts where I talked about, you know, this upcoming surgery. And I got a letter from somebody named Erica. I'll say her name. And she said that she was a listener of the program from Minnesota, and that she loved our program, loved the truth that we brought and the scripture every week. And then she said that she was also just so happened to be an ICU nurse at Mayo Clinic, and that all the heart patients came through her ICU area. And wow. So it was just the most amazing thing. Well, what are the chances? And she's this wonderful young Christian nurse who just loves the Lord. And so, you know, through our back and forth conversations, I got to meet her, and it was just wonderful. She prayed with me every step of the way. Even in recovery, she came. She got to see me at my worst, which, bless her heart, she's still friends with me. So, it's just wonderful. And she was so good to us. And so we're keeping in touch. And I'm hoping she's listening. And just, Erica, God bless you. You were a godsend to me, and really God's providence for me. So thank you for being such a wonderful witness for Christ to me. And it was just great. And she was there with my husband too. And there's a lot of praying going on, and a lot of other medical professionals in and out of the room as we were praying. So there was a really wonderful witness. And that was just the best part, I think. But you know, I was sharing with her and a few other people that the one thing that I had hoped for in all of this was that I wouldn't wake up with that the breathing tube down my throat. That's just the one wish that I had. It's like, oh Lord, please don't let me wake up with that thing down in my lungs. And the cardiologist and the surgeon both said, well, I'm afraid that, you know, we're not going to take that out until we know you can breathe on your own. But don't worry, because you're not going to remember it. It'll be out while you're still, you know, waking up. So you won't have any recollection. Well, it turns out that I wasn't breathing on my own very well when I was waking up. And as I was coming to, they were trying to wake me up. I was very sleepy. And they said, Amy, we want to take this out, but you're too groggy. We need you to wake up a little bit more before we can take this out. So why don't you go back to sleep? And then when you wake up a little bit, we'll try to take that out. And I could, of course, I'm not going to go back to sleep with that. So I was sitting there, and my husband said, I think it was worse for him, worse for Bob than it was for me. And he said, just, and he's got a gag reflex anyway, that he doesn't like to see that. So, but he said, you know, he's holding my hand, and he could see that I couldn't speak, but that I wanted that thing out. And that went on for more than an hour. Mm-hmm. And so, mm-hmm. But true to their word, I have no recollection right now of what that felt like. So that the Lord has taken away that memory of what that was like. And I won't get too graphic, but probably the worst part of it all was getting it out. And I'll bet. I had these two very strong male nurses chase everyone out of the room and say, okay, it's time to take it out. I need y'all to leave or clear the room. And, you know, they were putting on their raincoats.
Uh-oh.
I mean, that's what it looked like to me. They said, this is going to get wet.
Oh, no.
So I'll just leave it up to your imagination as to what happened next. But, yeah, we're real glad that my husband wasn't in the room for that part of it. But also very glad to have that tube out. And yes.
Wow.
After that, it was all downhill, and it was all smooth sailing.
Oh, that's
comparatively
good. Well, we're so thankful that Erica took care of you, so we'll give Erica, yes, a listener shout out here. And thank you, Erica, for taking such good care of Amy. And thank you to all the doctors and nurses that hopefully now are listening from Erica's influence for taking care of Amy.
Yes.
And to your husband Bob, I was able to have a little interaction with him, and he's such a sweetheart, and I know he took good care of you too.
You were
so
on the list
I'm
for
really
him to
that.
Talk to, so I'm glad that you guys were able to connect and he could communicate with you. So I also got to hear your podcasts while I was gone. You did a great job soloing. thanks for holding down the fort while I was snoozing and being lazy in my pajamas and everything these last few weeks. But you were I really was blessed by what you did, Michelle, so thank you so much.
Well, you're too kind, but I'm glad you're back, and I'm sure our listeners are
you
too.
You were great. But, you know, perspective-wise, one thing thanks. I did not worry about while I was there was what was going on in the world with the news. Didn't worry mm-hmm. about politics. I didn't worry about things burning down. I didn't worry about people sniping at each other on social media. That was really a blessing. And I remember my prayer when I came back was, please, Lord, just a few more days of peace. And then, of course, I had to go looking at Twitter, and then, you know, the whole world fell apart after that. But but for those few, yeah, for that short, brief, beautiful, peaceful time, it really puts things in perspective when you don't think about all of that goes on.
Right. So you got kind of a surgery / vacation there.
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm still taking it easy. I've got about 4 more weeks home from work. So that's good too. And I'll be around, and it's really good to be back though, sitting here and visiting with you and our listeners. It's just such a blessing to be back.
Well, it's a blessing to have you back, that's for sure.
Thank you. Oh, and I know that you've got some huge plans coming up. You know, you've got, you've had your plate full, not only with, you know, doing this podcast, but quite a few other things. What's been going on?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, I just want to say that I'm very proud of myself. For our listeners may not know this, but Amy usually does all the technical stuff for uploading the the episodes and everything. And I just have to say that with the Lord's help, not boasting in my own efforts, but with the Lord's help, I managed to upload those two podcast episodes all by myself without blowing up the internet. So I was very excited about that. Very excited.
I'm so proud of you.
You should be, because usually things don't go that well with me and technology. So that was exciting. Oh. It was fun to learn how to do that. And it helped me to feel a little more self-confident about technology, because you know, I just don't have the best of a relationship with technology. So,
yeah. Well, it's like a friendship. You the more you invest in technology and the more you play around with it, the better you get at it. Pretty soon you'll be pushing buttons like a champ.
We'll see. And, a lot of our listeners know also another thing that's been going on is all these hurricanes that have been coming up. I mean, we had one that went to the west of us, and then we had, that one was supposed to be in conjunction with another one, so two at the same time, but one of those fizzled out. And then we had another one that came up and went to the east of us. And so my husband and my son have been working hurricane recovery for both of those. My son was working in to the west of us in Lake Charles for a week or so. And then he came home and spent one night and then went east to the next hurricane thing. So he and my husband have been over there working really hard, and we're thankful that there's some godly people working hurricane damage to get those things restored.
Have you had the floods that I see in the news?
Not my area, no. We're far enough inland. We're about, for anybody who knows anything about Louisiana geography, we're about 80 miles sort of northish of New Orleans. So we don't get, we've never had to evacuate for a hurricane. There have been a couple that we probably could have, but we've never had to evacuate. You know, we've never really had any damage at our house. So God's been very good to us in that respect. And he certainly has been good to us this year. My heart really goes out to all of our, especially all of our listeners that may have been affected by the hurricanes. We love you.
Yeah,
and
those have
we'll
been
keep
devastating.
You in prayer for sure. Yeah. And hopefully it'll be over soon. We're still in the middle of one right now called Beta. They ran out of name. You know how they name hurricanes after people's names?
I was very surprised. I thought maybe it was Veda with a V or something when I saw it on the news. They've circled back.
Yeah, they go all the way through the alphabet, and then they start with Greek letters. So we've gone all the way through the alphabet with storms, and we've already had Hurricane Alpha, and now they're on Hurricane Beta. And we've been getting a little bit of wind and just a really light rain. I wouldn't even call it rain. It's been sprinkling a little bit from that. But it has brought some cooler temperatures, so we're really excited about that.
I bet.
Because it's really hot here in the summertime. So we've been dodging hurricanes. And then I think I mentioned this on a previous episode. I've just had a lot of conferences this year, more than I ever had. I was counting them up the other day. I had one in Arkansas in, I think, February. And then we did our webcast in May. And then I did another, I did an online conference in July. Last month, August, I went to, where did I go? Oh, Kansas. I went to Kansas for a conference. In a couple of days, I'm flying to Oklahoma for a conference. And then after that, a few weeks later, is going to be Cruciform Conference. And at Cruciform Conference, Amy and I are going to be doing a live episode. Well, it's going to be recorded in front of a live audience episode of A Word Fitly Spoken. And so we're going to take some questions from folks at the conference and sort of do a Glad You Asked episode at the conference and answer some of your questions. So that's going to be fun. Amy's not going to be able to be there, but we're going to pipe her in via Zoom or something like that. So we'll do that.
That's going to be great. Yeah. So much fun. Yeah, I'm not going to be quite up to traveling yet, but
yeah.
I'm glad to be with you on Zoom or whatever other platform they have, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, it will. Maybe you'll be there next year. We'll see. And I'm, in addition to that, I'm also teaching two breakout sessions for women. It's a co-ed conference. So ladies, you can sign right up and bring your husbands with you. Oh, and by the way, when you're signing up, they have lots of really great discounts for women, for students, and for pastors. So, nice. So get those discounts and get all signed up and come on out to Indiana. And we'll put some information in the show notes about how you can register and all that kind of stuff. So that I have that in, at the end of October, and then at the beginning of November, I have a conference in Wyoming, and then I fly straight from Wyoming to Montana to do another conference. So, but that's my last one for the year, and then I'll be able to sit down and relax a little bit. So,
oh man,
and then I'm supposed
you
to
have
go.
Been busy.
Yeah, and then I'm supposed to go to California in January for another conference, but I don't know. You know, with all the restrictions there and everything, I hope they can still have it. I'm not sure if they'll be able to or not. So we'll see about that, but. So, been extremely busy, but I'm excited, you know, and I'm ready to even put some more conferences on the calendar for next winter and spring. And I know you've got a great conference coming up this spring that our listeners might want to make plans to attend, right?
Yes, this one was supposed to happen last March, but unfortunately with COVID, it got canceled. And so we've just moved this conference to 2021, and it's the Answers in Genesis, Answers for Women Truth Conference. And the title of it, it's really cool. It's called Truth, Uncovering the Lies We Believe. That's March 19th and 20th of 2021. And it's in Williamstown, Kentucky, and that's where really close to where the Ark Encounter is. If you've ever been to the giant Ark, I was there in 2017 for the same conference. And ladies, if you sign up, you get a free ticket to the Ark Encounter in the museum there. It was so cool, such a cool museum. So, but it's really talking about all the uncovering the lies we believe. And I know, Michelle, that's something that you talk about at your conferences as well. You know, with all the fake news stories, and we're in a time now where the church has been deceived, and there are so many different movements and kind of whimsical things taking place in the church that it's hard to discern truth from lies unless you are solidly biblically grounded. And so we're going to be talking about that. There's a whole slew of great speakers that will be there. Justin Peters, Phil Johnson, Aaron Benziger, just to name a few. There's Grace Malley, if you've ever, or Sarah Malley. I was with Grace in 2017. Her sister Sarah is going to be there, and it's going to be a really cool conference. And my topic is going to be discerning 10 popular lies that women believe about the gospel. And it was really hard to pick 10 because there are so many more than that. But
that's true.
Yeah. And I did have one that was this past weekend, but I had to bow out of that one. And thankfully, my friend Beth Seifert was able to handle that one. And she did a spectacular job. And so I hope to be back there next year, too. So I usually do two or three a year, and then some odd, visiting churches for women's Bible studies, just do special guest topics and that kind of thing throughout the year. So, yep, I'm going to be available starting in 2021. I'm going to give myself till the end of the year to really heal up here and get my strength back. So kind of on hiatus here a little bit from speaking until 2021.
That's good. So, yeah. You need to take it easy. Don't push yourself. We need you.
I will try not to.
But that Answers conference sounds so great. And I've seen the ads every year for the past few years, and I've wanted to go, and I just haven't been able to. So maybe this year I'll be able to go. I don't know, but I didn't even know about the ticket to the Ark Encounter and everything. That sounds great.
Oh, that's the highlight. If you get to go to the Ark, that's so much fun. They do such a good job with that. So,
well, listeners, yeah. We will put all that information in the show notes. So you just, and some of the ones I mentioned are open to, people in the women in the surrounding area. So we'll put all that on there so that you can sign up and come on out, because we'd love to see you.
Yes.
And that's all the conferences that we're doing separately. And maybe we can do another one together sometime. So, you know, if listeners, if your church would like to host a women's event and have both of us come speak, just go to awordfitlyspoken.life and click on the contact tab and drop us a note, and we'll see if we can work something out. It really just depends on, you know, our schedules, if Amy's going to have surgery again, anything like that. Maybe it'll be my turn next time. We'll see.
No,
I hope not.
No, Lord willing, there will be no more surgeries for either of us.
I hope not. But we did one conference together. Was it last year? I think it was 2019. And that was a lot of fun. And so, you know, if you want to have us both come, we'll see what we can figure out. So,
yeah, you know what we figured out at that conference is that we really ought to do a podcast together.
Yeah. That's where Word Fitly Spoken was born. That's right.
Oh, well, and even if you're not planning an event right now, do drop by our website, awordfitlyspoken.life, anyway, to check out all the resources that we have there. And if you'd like to support us through PayPal or Patreon, we'd really appreciate that, too, to offset the fees of what it takes to do a podcast and have a website. So that would be great. So thank you. And that's going to do it for this episode of A Word Fitly Spoken. And until next time, walk worthy.